Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business. So Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. In Kansas City, July wheat, 710 and three quarters, is down 7 3/4. December, 732.5, is down 9. July wheat in Chicago, 677, down 8.5. December, 697.25, down 9.5. July corn is 648.5, up 5. December, 531.75, down 3.5. July soybeans, 1510.25, unchanged. November, 1290.75, down 9.75. July soybean meal, 450.50, is down 210. July soybean oils, 48.18, up 34. June live cattle, 119.52.5, down 32.5. August feeder cattle, 145.02.5, down 45. And June lean hogs are 102.07.5, and they are up 50.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Global Commodity Analytics. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Cash markets are strong today.
Yes, we've got the bull spread back in the corn and beans as the interior basis for both have been fighting the post-report negative futures bias, Dave, and I think this is where the meal market is probably going to have the final say on whether this type of trade today continues or not. We've got the meal weaker against the bean oil. I would attribute that to the fact that we've gotten to 98.25 in July crude oil, and that's spilled over into not only RBOB and ethanol and July corn, but it's also spilled over into the bean oil, so that the oil meal spread is at work today. Later in the day, I think it would be nice to see the meal come back in the green and support the July beans. Interesting to note that Tuesday's national stocks report by USDA, this is the one they do every week by select elevators, is we're running about 70% below last year's stocks levels in soybeans at 6.4 million bushels, corn 18% below last year at just under 32 million bushels. So nice tie in there with the basis and the spreads that you bring up.
And you would think that maybe meal would get a boost come Monday when NOPA puts out its latest report. A lot of analysts believe that the May numbers will exceed April numbers.
I think that's a real fair assessment. One thing that is a big question mark right now, I think, Dave, in the oil seed market is continued talk of Chinese cancellations for July and August soybean purchases from Brazil. Those are rumor mill talk right now, but it is certainly being talked about in different areas of the cash market and obviously the global export market. So that is something else that is going to be, along with NOPA, probably a big driver to the bean trade. And it will probably infect and affect the July NOV bean spread dramatically, both of those things. And I think that's what traders and hedgers that I work with, certainly I've been recommending, watch that July NOV bean spread. When it tops, then your November beans probably are going to be just like 2004 or very similar to 2004 and have a really hard time coming back around without that front-end leadership.
Seems like traders are benevolent about November beans, and why not? WASD kicked the can down the road yesterday.
Right.
And so we remain in a tight 30-35 cent trading range, moving sideways, waiting further information, I suppose. That information coming on weather for the next 10 days, plus the beginning of the rumor mill for what the quarterly grain stocks report and the acreage report will show on the 28th.
I think you hit a big one there with the weather the next 10 days. You and I have talked about this a lot, and starting at the end of May and how the in June weather is going to be so important in comparable or not comparable to 1993. It seems to me that in the aftermath of the USDA report, talking to traders in Chicago, looking at different newswire reports, I feel as though we've tried to, and successfully for now, put the weather bowl back in its pen. I wonder if it's too early when I see 2 to 2.5 inches of rain coming for the greater part of Iowa, southern Minnesota, northern Illinois, and southern Wisconsin. And I think here again, next week's trade may look a lot different for the new crop prices, both corn and especially beans, as the market has assumed this weather turnaround has gotten the rest of the beans in the ground, which that may be more right than wrong, but it goes back to how late the crop is and how short the crop is. Driving from Lafayette over to Atchison a few days ago, the corn did get in the ground, but it just got in the ground last weekend. So I think your prevent plant acres are lower in the areas that maybe the trade thinks are going to be higher, but the crop is super susceptible to heavy rains right now. And I think you hit a huge point that will be good for at least another week.
Yeah, and a week ago, Sunday, you were looking at 21 million acres of soybeans that still needed to be planted, many of them in areas where it was already exceedingly wet. So, and we are hearing reports of some producers attempting to mud it in as a provided instead of a prevented plant situation and seeing what happens that way. But no matter how you look at it, there's certainly enough uncertainty in that soybean market to keep it supported for a little while longer.
I think that's right, especially if China doesn't cancel. I would say China probably, and their cancellations probably trump about everything because China is such a big force in the overall commodity demand bias of the trade. And when I saw some of the bigger investment banks pull China growth down to 6% for 2013, that said to me, hey, wait a minute, that means unemployment in China. That means be careful about rallying the beans and the hogs to levels not seen in over 2 years and essentially saying the green light is on for China to resume their growth. And that's the danger of the beans and the hogs, I think, that maybe the corn and certainly the wheat does not have. I mean, when USDA raises yield in wheat and they raise hard red wheat yields, and I see reports coming out of Kansas, Nebraska, and Oklahoma as mediocre at best, and you've got carryover levels now that would suggest that you should be closer to $7, not down at $6.75, and we're in this harvest pressure time period. I think this is where beans are carrying a premium after this June report, in my opinion, Dave.
Turn attention to corn, and on that side of the equation, I want to talk a little bit about demand. It just seems to me that USDA is still too rich with its estimate that demand is going to come back around in the corn export market, especially given that you have Ukraine growing a huge crop. You got a nice start to Brazil exports going out everywhere. If demand does come back around in corn, I don't know that it's going to be in the first half of the growing season. I think it's going to be later.
It could be, and I think this is where you're certainly right from a standpoint of the export sales and how dismal they've been the last several weeks, and it's really been the domestic market that has held corn up. I don't see that changing in the near term. I have been surprised and disappointed at how strong the wheat continues to fight the corn for demand, but again, I think that maybe the world, the FAO, the USDA, whoever you want to look at, is maybe carrying a little bit too much on the world ledger, and therefore the world wheat number, you know, and going down 5 million tons this week was a step in the right direction.
Needs to go further, I think.
Yeah, exactly. I think that, and I really think you may have put a top in that dollar. We had talked about that a week or so ago. We are back below that 50-week moving average. We'll see how that closes today. And I think that between those two things, you're right. I think it'll be later rather than sooner, but I still am more optimistic about corn demand, especially as we get into the second half of the calendar year, which is just 2 weeks away.
Yeah. Thank you much, Mike.
Thank you, Dave. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace. July wheat in Chicago at 676 and three quarters is down 8 3/4. July corn, 648 up 4 1/2. December at 531 1/2 is down 3 3/4. July soybeans, 1508 down 2 1/4. November, 1288 1/4 down 12 1/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.